The 13th story is called The High Church of Lund. Sankt Laurentius is the Swedish word for Saint Lawrence. He's a patron saint of comedians and cooks. It is said that the shooting stars of the Perseid meteor shower are Saint Laurentius' tears, either of pain or of laughter.
It was in the days of Odin. People from the town of Lund were worshipping Freya in the spring, her brother Frey in the autumn, and if they needed help in warfare, they asked Thor. Outside the town was a green hill covered in grass. When the sun had set, the hill came alive. A huge gate suddenly appeared, and out came a giant. Every night the giant opened the gate and went hunting either in the forests or by the sea. He only hunted at night, because if he was hit by a sunbeam, he would turn into stone. During the night, he ran into the forests to catch deer and wild boar. He went to the sea and landed cod and occasionally a whale, and he plucked owls from the sky. In the morning before sunrise, he came home with food for his family. To the town came a monk. Saint Laurentius was his name. He came from Rome, and he wanted to change the faith and beliefs of the people of Lund. Odin and Thor and all the other gods should be replaced by one god and his son. In the beginning, it was hard for the people to grasp these new ideas of only one god and his son that died on a cross. Saint Laurentius was patient, and his words slowly started to resonate. There was something about his eyes when he started talking about the new religion. It was as if they were shining like stars in the sky. The stories started to resonate with the people of Lund, and soon they were spreading all over the town. And the crowd grew every Sunday until it was packed with people, and it was time to find a bigger space. So Saint Laurentius told the crowd, his congregation, he called it, that next Sunday they would meet on the green hill just outside Lund. Next Sunday afternoon, a huge crowd had gathered on the hill just outside Lund. They sat on the grass, and Saint Laurentius stood by the foot of the hill talking, his eyes sparkling and his words like fire. The sun setting in the west made the picture of fire even more real. The crowd loved every word Saint Laurentius said, when suddenly there was a rumbling from the other side of the hill. The sun had just set, and the giant was getting ready to hunt. He opened the big gate and stepped outside. Much to his surprise, his hill was full of people, and he gave a giant grunt when he saw them. The crowd screamed in horror, panicked, and ran down the hill back to the town. Only Saint Laurentius didn't move. He stood there firmly and looked at the giant. "Why did you do that? You scared my flock. There was no reason for that," said Saint Laurentius.
"I always go hunting now that the sun is gone. And I didn't mean to scare anyone, but people are afraid of me because I am so big." "Why are you not scared of me?" said the giant.
"I trust God, and therefore nothing can happen to me," said Saint Laurentius.
"Why don't you just find another place to talk to all these people," said the giant, "so I can crawl in and out of my home without people screaming and running away when they see me."
"We don't have a cathedral," said Saint Laurentius.
"A what?"
said the giant. "A big building large enough to hold my entire congregation," said Saint Laurentius.
If I had a cathedral to call my own, I could indeed make wonders. I would convince all the people of Lund that there is only God, and his son died for them.
You know your eyes shine like stars in the sky when you speak about this one God thing, said the giant. I could build a cathedral for you.
Would you? Said St. Laurentius.
All I want is your eyes, said the giant.
What? Said St. Laurentius in shock. I can't give you my eyes. There was a moment of silence, and then the giant said,
If you guess my name, I will build that cathedral for nothing, but if you don't, I shall have your shining eyes for my son.
St. Laurentius thought about how hard it could be to guess a giant's name, so he agreed. And the giant started that same night. He ran up into the rocky slopes north of the town and started cutting large bricks out of the granite there. Back in the town, he started piling these bricks on top of the others. Meanwhile, St. Laurentius said,
Your name is Sven.
No, said the giant.
Peter, Niels, Rasmus, said St. Laurentius.
No, said the giant. And so it continued all night long.
St. Laurentius tried all the names he knew. Michael, Vaughan, Cern, Nikolai, Andreas, Torben, Hans, etc. The giant didn't say anything to these names, just shook his head, and after a while, not even that. When the sun rose in the sky, the giant was back inside his hill, and St. Laurentius was making a list of possible names. In the night, the giant hunted food for his family, made these massive bricks and placed the bricks into the cathedral construction, while St. Laurentius ran after him, saying all the names he had gathered during the day. Summer went like that, and in August the cathedral was nearly finished. It was a big and in many ways beautiful cathedral. It was exactly like St. Laurentius wanted it. And he should have been happy. But he was not, because he knew that the next morning, after the giant had finished building the cathedral, he would have to give the giant his eyes. He walked out of town, up on the hill, to have one last glimpse of the stars in the dark. He cried with tears rolling down his cheeks. He went down on his knees and quietly said a prayer to save his eyes. He felt the soft grass on his forehead as it touched the ground, and slowly he turned, so it was his cheek and ear that felt the green grass. He was lying there looking out into the darkness. Then he heard a voice from inside the hill. It was the wife of the giant speaking. Wake up, little one. It is soon time for your father to come back with the shining eyes of St. Laurentius. Your father has told me many times that the eyes of St. Laurentius are the most beautiful eyes in the world, and because your father is so smart, you will have them when he gets home. And the sun will soon rise, so it is time for your father Finn to come home. St. Laurentius sat up. He ran down the hill into town, where the giant was about to put the last stone on the cathedral. He heard St. Laurentius coming down towards him, while shouting,
Your name is Finn! Your name is Finn! You have built the beautiful cathedral for free! Thank you for that!
When Finn understood that he had done all that work for nothing, he gave a cry of anger and threw the last stone far out into the farmland of Scania, where to this day you can find a stone cut into a brick. Finn then ran down into the basement of the cathedral and wrapped his arms around one of the pillars. He was just about to tear the cathedral to the ground when, in that moment, he was hit by the first light of the sun, and he became stone. If you go to Lund and walk down into the crypt, you will see Finn, or rather Stone Finn. He is still embracing the pillar in the middle of the crypt. For many years, St. Laurentius held his sermons in the cathedral in Lund, and his eyes were still shining on his last days here on earth. If you ask me what happened to Finn's wife and son, I have no certain knowledge. It is said that they followed the gods Odin, Freya, and Thor up north as they were chased out of Denmark. But I think that is just a rumour.